Hi, family, and welcome to Jordan's Journey Podcast, your number one resource to help you grow in life and in faith. I'm your host, Jordan Thorpe, where we talk all things your journey to becoming who God is calling you to be. So if you're ready to learn and grow along your journey, stay tuned. Hi, family. Welcome back to another episode of What's Your Journey? And today we have a special guest with us. Her name is Jean Turner, and I'm so excited for us to just learn a little bit more about her story and her journey of overcoming. So, Jean, thank you so much for taking the time out to meet with me and tell us about your story. So, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from?
Thank you so much, first of all, for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate it. Absolutely. I am Jean Turner. I am a registered nurse. I'm a holistic health nurse coach, which is different from a health coach. I am newly retired from the Army. I retired after 25 years of serving in the Army last summer. So I went from soldier to solopreneur because I'm now the founder of Spirit of a Warrior Life Enterprises, LLC, here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Basically, we're a service-oriented healthcare company that provides one-on-one coaching, health and wellness coaching, holistic health, wellness, and nurse coaching, group coaching, seminars, workshops. I'm also an international speaker and author of several books. Awesome. And I am the host of Health Chat with Coach Jean radio show here in Atlanta. And I also have a worldwide podcast. And I'm a wife and a mom and a G-ma.
Wow. So that's like so much that you have going on. That's awesome. So I want to ask, how did you get on the journey of coaching? And what was that like for you?
So I've been a nurse for 34 years. And back after a touring career from 2015 to 2016, I began to take a deeper dive into it. I've always been a healthy person and into health and healing, but I took a deeper dive during that tour. And so I came back from there from Korea in 2016 and wanted to, you know, add to my nursing career, you know, in order to just help people to become more healthier, because we currently have a healthcare system and not a system for health that treats people who already have diseases and illnesses instead of being more proactive. So I became a coach in 2017, opened up my first practice in 2018, and then a suddenly health crisis took me on my own personal journey to where I got to see, you know, the journey from the patient's side of it. You know, I became the recipient of healthcare. And so now I am on a mission now that I'm healthy, healed, and whole again. But my mission is really to, and I'm very passionate about the health, healing, and wholeness of individuals, because healthy individuals creates healthy families, creates healthy communities. So that is my mission.
Awesome. And so you did mention about you had a health scare yourself in your own personal journey, and you were able to become the actual patient and experience from the healer and also the patient. So can you explain a little about your health scare that you had and what happened?
Yes, thank you for asking. So I went from the picture, or perfect picture of health, if you will, never been sick a day in my life, at least not sick to where I still could not go to work every day, to, oh, we see a spot on your lung. And then 8 months after that, you know, they followed it, you know, monitored it for those 8 months. And then 8 months after they initially saw the spot, which was no bigger than a pinprick, 8 months later, it started to grow. And then they biopsied it. And then they came back and told me the words that no one wants to hear: it's malignant. Okay. And so from that,
malignant?
Malignant, as in it was cancerous and it was malignant, meaning, you know, rapidly spread. Thank God it did not spread. It stayed contained in that one little area. But, you know, I underwent the surgery, went through chemotherapy, because you never know whether a piece broke off and traveled through your bloodstream or not. So went through 9 months of grueling chemotherapy. And then just after I got a chance to ring the bell, right after those 9 months, and thought, okay, I can go back to normal now. No, 9 weeks after I got a chance to ring the bell, the effects of the chemotherapy caused me to go on congestive heart failure and cardiac arrest. So I actually died. They had to resuscitate me twice. And so I'm a miracle. And so that was an eye opener. Oh my God, when I tell you, an eye opener to where I actually got a glimpse of, you know, being the patient, of how my patients for all of those years felt on the receiving end of healthcare. And I had some great providers. I'm grateful to them, but there's so much more to health than our physical health. And so that was a lesson that I learned.
Right. And so there are many people who have experienced cancer or who have known someone who has experienced cancer. So how did you overcome that battle with cancer? You know, you're in good spirits, you're working, and, you know, everyone doesn't have that kind of outcome. So what were some of the things that you did to just overcome that once you got the news that you were sick and then just going along the journey of healing and becoming better?
I'm gonna have to be honest. It was my faith. It was my faith, because that's very devastating news to receive. The treatment is very devastating, and it was it was a spiritual journey for me. It really, really was. And even on the days where I felt the worst that I thought I could ever get, and I would lay up in my room crying and wondering, why me? What did I do to deserve this? You know, it was my faith that got me through that. It was that resilience that, you know, you go through things like that. You have to have the spirit of a warrior. You have to have that spirit that says, I'm not going to die here in this place. You have to be cognizant that you're speaking life into yourself, into your situation, and don't be around people who are, you know, doom and gloom and always talking about, oh my God, you know, negativity, separating yourself from all of that. So it was largely my faith, my spirituality.
Right. And so spirituality, how would you describe that? And obviously that played an important role for you. And if there's someone else that's watching and just wants to know, okay, what is spirituality? What are the steps that I need to get more spiritual? How would you describe that?
So for me, it was me taking a deep look within myself, first and foremost. I had to examine myself, examine my life, examine what my priorities were.
Right.
You know, and have a serious conversation with the creator whom I believe in. Right. And just, yeah, it was a lot of self-reflection, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of meditation, a lot of prayer, and just really, really, really taking a deep dive, examining myself and what I wanted for myself going forward, and where, how I wanted to strengthen, well, first renew my relationship with God, you know, whom I serve, and then take the steps going forward to do just that. Because I have to admit, I was so focused on my career and making the next rank in the Army and all these different things that we get caught up in, you know, that we put our faith on that
anymore. And I can imagine, like things happen and we're so fixated on certain things that like, that's just not important. And then situations happen that really help us to really focus on what's important. And so I can imagine your faith had to grow during that time, because I know a lot of times God will put us in situations to grow our faith, because we really don't know how strong we are until our back is against the wall. We really don't see the work of God until we need him in a specific situation. So I can only imagine that your faith grew because of that situation. Is that correct?
You are spot on. Oh my God. Johnny, you are spot on. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Number one, you are so right. Mm-hmm. The things that we thought that mattered, when you in that situation, whether it be cancer or any health crisis, those things that you thought mattered don't matter no more.
Right.
Number two, yes, I have a saying that developed after going through that is you don't know how resilient you are until resilience is a requirement. Yes. And it takes, oh my God, it takes faith. It takes that strength that God, I believe, places on the inside of us to get through that. You know, you can't make it, in my opinion, without him and without that strength.
That's right.
So you're spot on. You're spot on. And so when I began to figure out, and one of the lessons that I learned as I was walking through that journey is that we're to grow through what we're going through.
Yeah.
There's a lesson to be learned. When I took my focus off of why me, what did I do, God, to deserve this, or what did I not do? You know, when I got the focus off of me and started seeing it from the perspective of, okay, who is my journey going to help in the long run?
Right.
What are the lessons that I should be learning now as I walk through this journey, this wilderness? You know, and so when I shifted my perspective, and it's not easy to do, it's a process.
And I think we kind of miss that the process, because a lot of times, especially with social media era, everyone wants like instant gratification. And that is just not how it works. Like, there is a process. You cannot skip a step. And it's about trusting God with your process, whatever that is.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You are spot on. And what we think, because I thought it at first too, with the why me, what did I do? I thought I was being punished, right? But it was not punishment. It was process. Because can I tell you that during the 9 months of chemo and then the several months that I was recovering from the side effects of the chemo, that my God, I learned so much. My relationship with God went to a whole nother level. You might even say that my faith came full circle, okay? During that time, I realized that it was no surprise to God that all of that was going to happen, right? Because he knows everything. It was no surprise to him, and that I was where I was supposed to be at that moment of time in my life to learn the lessons that I was supposed to learn for my relationship to come full circle, my faith to come full circle, you know, and through that, oh my God, there's such productivity in the wilderness if we allow it to be. I wrote several books during that time.
Can we, can we talk about the wilderness for a second? Because I am a firm believer that you cannot reject the wilderness. You find yourself in the wilderness when everything is just stripped away from you. You don't have anything else. Your back is against the wall and all you have left is God. That is the prime opportunity to really hone in and focus on what God is calling you to do. So what was the wilderness experience like for you?
So for me, it was uncomfortable.
That's it.
Uncommon. Unfamiliar territory, because I'd never been sick a day in my life to where I could not go to work. That was uncomfortable, uncommon, and unfamiliar for me.
Right.
I mean, 57 years, I've never been in that. And I'm a marathon runner, was in the Army still at the time.
In good health. So you ran, you worked out, you exercised. And so that is kind of shocking to hear that you're sick in that way, even taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It was shocking to me too, you know? So that was the wilderness experience for me, the best way I can describe it. And it can seem as if you're all alone, like God is not there with you. It can seem that way easily, because, you know, we're spiritual beings, but we are human beings as well. And I think sometimes we sometimes get so super spiritual that we forget that we're human and we're going to have feelings and we're going to feel certain emotions and certain ways. Mm-hmm. And so, but that wilderness can be something else, but there are lessons to be learned in the wilderness.
Yeah. And if you survive the wilderness and you come out of there, I mean, I can only imagine you're better than ever.
My relationship. Oh my God. My faith. Like now he is number one.
Right.
I don't start my day. I do nothing, business, nothing. I was just sharing with a girlfriend over a video chat. I have to start my day with him because there was a time before the wilderness that I would get up, go do PT exercise and put work and everything and everybody else before him and did not spend quality time, you know, in prayer and meditation and in the word. Because that's our strength. We cannot neglect that. That's who we build our faith and our strength.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so obviously your spirituality played a major part in you, in your healing and overcoming. And so I want to talk about a little bit of the holistic. You mentioned the holistic approach, and what is the holistic approach and how does that connect with spirituality, healing? Can you just tie that all in for us?
Yes, indeed. And that is a great question. So when I talk about a holistic approach and being a holistic health nurse coach,
right,
I am talking about health from every dimension of health and wellness. Health is not one dimensional. It's more than our physical body, our physical man. There is psychological or mental health. There's emotional health, spiritual health, professional well-being, financial well-being. There is sexual well-being and sexual health because we are sexual beings, right? So you take all these dimensions that makes us human and complete and who we are as human beings living on this earth. And any imbalance in any one of those dimensions, in any one of those areas of wellness, creates disharmony throughout the whole body. Don't believe me? Let's take finances, for instance, right? When your coins are not like they should be, when your money's funny and you don't have two nickels to rub together, it creates stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety, when it becomes chronic and long-term, leads to physical manifestations in your body, affects your physical health. So any imbalance in any one of those dimensions creates disharmony throughout the body. So that's what I mean by holistic health. Everything ties into that.
Okay, so I was thinking holistic was more like natural, like not really man-made medication, but more of a natural approach or kind of like self-healing. But so how do you keep a balance then? How do you make sure you're balanced in all those areas? Because there may be times where money is low, but not allowing that to bring anxiety or depression. But how do you balance it all?
So this is where the point you just made, this is where, you know, the nutrition, the meditation, the stress management, the exercise, all of these things come into play. This is how we balance that, right? We eat foods that are good for us, foods that are going to nourish our bodies down to the cellular level. We make sure we're getting sleep, right? We make sure we're getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, right? Because when we sleep, our cells are regenerating. Sleep is a part of the healing process, okay? We exercise. We've got to move our bodies to make sure our heart and our circulation is pumping and going like it should be, right? And getting oxygen throughout our body to all our organs. So these are just some of the ways, you know, I mean, we have to take care of this temple, our physical man,
right?
You know, and it all, you know, help to feed and do these things will help feed our whole being. So yes, natural, I get it. You know, we eat natural foods, natural, organic, we do all those things, but you have to nourish the whole man, the whole man.
Right. And I definitely agree with that 100%. Exercising, eating well, which is all things that I try to do to stay healthy and keep myself well. And I want to talk a little bit about mental health and spirituality. because there are a lot of people who deal, especially in the African-American community, with mental health issues, whether it's emotional, behavioral issues, being diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So what would you say as a nurse, and how would you combat the mental health issues?
Number one, we have to stop the stigma that says you don't go talk to anybody, or that would prevent you from going to seek behavioral health, mental health, mental health professional provider, right? We right. have to stop this within our communities, that what happens in our household stays in our household. That's the generation I grew up in the 60s and 70s. It is okay to go seek help, to go talk to a trusted counsel. There is no shame in that. So it begins with having these discussions, breaking that stigma, right. and having these conversations within our community and going to seek the help that you need. Yes, the word of God is there for us, but God put physicians and psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors and gave them the knowledge to help treat his people. So right. we have to stop all of that. Don't go talk to nobody. You know, you're going to seem like you're weak and all of that nonsense that comes right. into play.
Right. And I do believe spirituality plays a major part in your well-being and your mental state, you know, having that security in relation with God. Because I know I've suffered from mental health when I was a teenager. I'm just emotional. There was a lot of internal things that I had going on within that I didn't really know how to release at that time. But I would say that my spirituality and my relationship with God has helped to deliver me from those things. Just having that security, knowing that there's a higher power with a purpose, a plan, who loves me and all those things. So yes. I definitely think, you know, talking to someone, even people who are medication, even though medication, I don't really think, I mean, I would say that's just a Band-Aid for it, because medication really can't heal trauma. You know, it can't heal the bad experiences that you had to experience as a child. You know, that's a lot of self-healing and self-work. And so definitely, you know, spirituality, I would say, plays a major role in
yes.
that. So.
I agree. No, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that. And, you know, it's very important that we draw on our faith. We draw on spirituality. We draw on the creator. I do believe the word is a blueprint for everything in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right. yeah, we have to definitely incorporate our spirituality and our faith in everything. But it starts with having that relationship, that one-on-one relationship with our creator.
Absolutely. And so I have a question for you. What would you tell your high school self, looking back on your journey? What would be some advice you would give to your high school self?
Wow. You're making me go back way back. I graduated high school in 1981.
Because, you know, in high school, and there are high school girls that may watch this. I have a program right. for high school girls. And so I know for me, high school, I experienced a lot of emotional issues, you know, because you don't really have control. There's a lot of things that happen in high school, but then right. when you get older, it's like, it's a lot of that really did not matter, but it right. seems so major. And so I just like to know, like, what would be some advice for your high school self now, looking back over your life?
Number one, it would be stay connected with God, definitely, mm-hmm. and allow him to order your steps. And also that there's a whole big old world out here, okay? And just wait for the one that God has for you. Don't be such in a rush to leave home, unless the conditions are bad. I was one, and my mother was very strict, so I couldn't wait to leave home. But mm-hmm. in that, I got married young, you know, and I wouldn't change having my kids when I did. but there's a whole big world out there. Stay rooted, stay grounded in your relationship with God and allow Him to order your steps. And if there's one meant for you, He will find you in due time. That's what I would share with young ladies and the young men, you know, that's what I would share.
Yes, thank you. So is there anything that we should be looking out for, any projects that you're working on, and how do we follow you?
Oh, wow. So yes, today we just did a pre-release of a new book that I am one of the co-authors for, Make It Happen. And that is available on Kindle. Amazon Kindle is a download now. And then I will be speaking on an international platform. It's a virtual platform, but it's an international women's conference, April 27th through 29th. And those are just two things coming up this month. And you can reach out to me at www.spiritofawarrior.life. That's my website. And my health chat with Coach Jean, radio show every Tuesdays here in the ATL, 12 noon. And you can live stream it via the World Wide Web if you're not here in the Atlanta area. And my worldwide podcast every Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Health Chat with Coach Jean. And it's available on Apple, Spreaker, and every major podcast platform. So thank you so much for allowing me to share that. I appreciate it.
You are certainly welcome. And before we go, I have journey takeaways. A takeaway, what's a takeaway from this episode, from your sharing your experience? What is that one takeaway that you want to give to our audience?
The one takeaway is, whatever it is you might be going through and experiencing right now, especially as we're still in this pandemic, just know that God is there. He is with you in the midst of whatever it is. And just draw on His strength, that strength that He's placed in you. Oh, warrior, resilient one. He's got you. He's got you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jean. And I appreciate you for taking the time out and sharing your story with us. And until next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by this episode. For additional resources to help you grow in life and in faith along your journey, visit jordansjourneycoaching.com. Until next time, God loves you so much, and so do I. Bye.